fellow coming along,
and
years.
And I worked 6 and 7 days a week, and it got to where we, and it got to where one time they would be cutting their power off one day in the middle of the week, one time power got short. But it worked. If I'm trying to understand you right, you're saying I've been doing this for quite a while, and they say how long, and the only thing I could say, I don't know how long, the only thing I know. We started about such and such a time, and I've worked all the time, and I just don't know.
What about a spell? Would you ever say that for quite a spell? I don't think we use that.
No, but it used to be. It was just a very common thing. You'd fella come along, and maybe some fella had been down sick, and people had to go in and work his crop, and some would be talking. They had to come along and say, well, so-and-so, he's been down quite a spell, ain't he? How long has he been down? Well, I don't know, said we.
Quite a spell.
Quite a spell. That's the only way I ever heard that used, would be quite a spell.
Fine. And what about the farmers had a pretty good crop last year. They're not going to get such a good one.
Latter part of last year, like we said.
This year.
Right.
Because we did not have the rain of the season.
Right. And what about if you want to tell somebody something that happened about 12 months ago? You'd say, oh, that happened about
November or December, and we.
Yeah, you'd say 9 or 10 months ago.
Or if you wanted to use the terms of actually a year, you'd say it happened about
12 months ago.
Right. And how would you say it with, if you were talking about just approximately a year? It happened about a. Would you use the word year to say that?
Yeah, well, we say it happened.
It used to be in time that this is a weather.
Latter part of last year.
Well, you ever heard
latter part of last year, like we said, something happened, and maybe just before Christmas last year, and we didn't remember the date. We said it happened the latter part. Well, it was in November or December, and we couldn't remember all the real years. People always said just the latter part of last year.
And what about, how would you say, if you look out and want to comment on the weather, the sun is shining and there are no clouds, how would you say that? How would you describe the weather?
Well, we said, well, it used to be in time that this is a weather breeding day. I don't know whether you ever heard that used or not. But they say it's a weather breeding day, and a lot of people used to
that. Means it's a nice
day. Yeah, and then they'd ask Grandpa, he was a terrible fellow that went by signs and all about seeding and planting. And they say, why do you say that, Mr. It's a weather breeding day. He said, well, it's either going to be tomorrow, it's either going to be raining or some kind of disturbance weather in the near future. But he said, that's why I use a breeding day, because everything is...
And there you go, the sun goes down.
He said, just to be plain with you, he said, that's, I call that a breeding day, because he said, that's when breeding and life and a soul being born and child being born, thing like that, says everybody's always happy. Well, he said, everybody's happy a day like today, unless they're having some kind of affliction, death. But he said, and all that, you asked me what I thought about today, and he said, it's a weather breeding day.
Interesting. But now, most of the time, if you look out the door, you just say, well, it looks like it's going to be a...
Right, nice day, and they don't pay it no attention. They don't even watch it, and they'll tell you what it could do right there. And there you go, the sun go to setting, and he'd say, well, boys, be all red in there toward sunset. He said, going to be in sun drawing water through a little hazy cloud, and you hear people say the sun drawing water. He said, it'll be windy tomorrow. Oh, he said, no, Mr. That mean rain. He said, no, when the sun draws and comes through the haze over in the east in the morning, you see what's called sun drawing water, see them streaks. He said, now it'll rain that day. He said, it might not rain right in, but it'll rain somewhere close by. But I said, now, whenever it's red in that west, kind of land, the sun is drawing, look like it's drawing water west, and watch out for wind tomorrow.
That's interesting, isn't it? What about just the opposite of that kind of day? How would you say that if you walked and looked out and just, not raining, but just cloudy? Just,
well, we said this is a very unchangeable day, and the